The Parable of the Stinking Hand. One day, the Buddha and Ananda went out to collect alms. On their return to the temple, they passed a fish shop and noticed a string lying on the ground. The Buddha said, "Ananda, bring me that string on the ground." Ananda did what the Buddha asked, and with the string in his hand, he asked, "O world-honored one, what should I do with the string now?" And the Buddha answered, "Throw it away." As soon as Ananda threw the string away, the Buddha said, "Now smell your hand, Ananda." And when he did, "Oh, yuck," he gasped. "Why is there such a strong fish stink on my hands? Oh, the stench is disgusting." Then the Buddha explained, "The string you just picked up was used to tie up dead fish. That's why there is such a putrid odor on your hands. When people leave home to become monks or nuns, it is very important for them to know the people whom they befriend, because their spiritual well-being, like Ananda's clean hand, may be affected by the friends they pick up, who could be like the string Ananda picked up by the fish shop. For example, if we surround ourselves with evil people, their evil habits, like the disgusting fish stink on Ananda's hand, will stay with us for a long time. Gradually, our minds, bodies, and our actions will be influenced in a negative way when we pick up negative friends. On the other hand, if you pick up a string in a flower stall, your hands will have a completely different aroma. That is why people trying to learn how to follow the right path must know who their friends are. And this is especially true for those who are just beginning to follow the Buddhist path. Western philosophers suggest that it is human nature for people to evolve as influenced by their environment. The philosophy can be confirmed by observing people who work, for example, in open food markets for prolonged periods. They soon adopt the unique language and mannerisms of the food market business. That is why young adults just entering society should be very aware of the friends they select. Young people usually assume the habits, good or bad, of their newfound friends. A mistake made, even once, can be damaging to a young life. Ananda only touched the string for a moment, but the stink of dead fish stuck to his hands for a long time. Be wise and vigilant. Do not underestimate the effects of any misstep you might take. There is an old Chinese saying, "One who touches vermilion will experience the brilliance of red. One who touches tar will know the dullness of black." During their development, young people, along with their parents and teachers, must be aware of their surroundings. The friends and associates you choose to surround yourself with will affect your life. Which would you rather pick up? A fetid string found in front of a fish market, or a delightfully fragrant string that had bound together a bouquet of aromas in a little flower stall? The choice is yours to make.